Christopher Lee?
Yes.
Hello, sir. This is Ian Lee. How very kind of you to spare your time with us today. How are you doing?
Not at all. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, listen, if you're ready, we're all set up to go and we can get straight into this, shall we?
Yes.
Lovely. Okay, now,
you're
here, sir, to talk about Charlemagne by the Sword and the Cross, which is described as a symphonic metal album.
That's right.
Now, listen, I know that you've sung in the past and you've tackled all different kinds of music, but a metal album, Sir Christopher, that seems an odd one even for you.
Not really. I mean, it's not heavy metal.
Okay.
It is symphonic metal, which is definitely different. You listen to it, you will see the difference. But it definitely is metal.
So, but you don't personally do any headbanging or stage diving or anything like that.
I think it's a little difficult to do headbanging in a studio.
I think you're right. How did this come about, Sir Christopher?
Well, it happened, I think, probably a few years ago when I was asked to do a narrative for a metal band called Rhapsody.
Okay.
I did it here in the studio, and then I said, you know, I ought to be singing this. I like this music. I've heard a bit of it before, and it's kind of caught on in my mind.
Fantastic.
And it's got great power, and it's very explosive, and I thought this is really interesting music. And so then I was working with them, and I said, well, I should sing something in this record of yours. And they said, well, you can sing. And I said, yes, so I did. And they said, my God, well, you sing with us, please. So I sang in four languages.
Now, you do this. I know you're a big fan of doing things in foreign languages. I recently watched Police Academy 7.
Oh, dear.
Where you... yes, I know. I'm glad you said that.
But, well, it's nothing to do with me, but...
It's a strange film, shall we say,
Russians
politely.
Love it, anyway. But
you give a speech in that, don't you, in Red Square in Russian, if
yes,
I remember
I do, yes.
correctly. So you, I know you're a fan of the foreign languages. What four languages did you sing in?
I sang, well, of course, in English.
Yep.
French, one. German and Italian.
Okay, very nice. Do you speak Greek at all, sir?
Not modern Greek, only ancient.
Oh, okay. I'm learning Greek. My wife is half Greek, and I'm trying to learn Greek. It's... Any language that's got a different alphabet is ridiculously hard for me.
It's difficult.
Very hard. Okay, so what's Charlemagne by the Sword and the Cross, out on... Well, it's out now. It's been out for a week, I believe. What's the story? What's the narrative?
Well, it is historically accurate.
Good.
It's been vetted by a historian who has said exactly that. What you put into your album is... historically correct.
Excellent.
And I think it's remarkable, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I think it's a terrific piece of work. And, you know, a lot of people were involved in this. As a result, I think, to begin with, of Rhapsody, and I did some work with Man of War. But I think that sort of built up. Then I was approached about doing this album.
Yes.
And I said, yes, I'd love to. So we did it. When I say we, it wasn't just me. There were an awful lot of people.
Do you play any... Were you playing any instruments on it, Sir Christopher?
No.
Okay. You didn't have your guitar out or anything? No drums?
The invisible guitar.
It would be a sight to behold, seeing you play air guitar, sir, if I'm honest. It would be good. And how long
no,
did...
No, I mean, these people... took about 2.5 years, I think.
Gosh.
And we have some wonderful singers.
Yep.
And we have very good bands, and we have very good choir, and a lot of people who worked incredibly hard for a very long time to get this finally done.
Yeah. Any chance of there being any live performances of this?
I can't tell you that because I don't know.
Oh, okay, okay. I think it would be very exciting to come to a symphonic metal concert and see you, sir, performing.
Yes, it would, and that's a very good idea.
Well, if it happens, I wouldn't mind 10% of the tickets for that.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
What?
Nor would I.
What sort of music do you listen to? I can't believe that you'd go home and put on a heavy metal album to relax after filming.
Perhaps not after filming. At various times when I'm not working,
yeah,
I listen to all kinds of music. I mean, everything. You know, from opera to folk, and now more increasingly to metal. I first heard it, I think, probably when I was in a car going to work.
Yeah.
And the driver had it on a program. I thought, this is strange, powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It's like listening to gunpowder going off.
That's a brilliant description of it, yes.
And it rather hooked me.
Mm.
And so when all this came along, it's kind of a fulfillment of an ambition. It's rather like me opening a door, walking to a new world.
Yeah. Can I ask, you've made something ridiculous, like over 250 films, which...
Well, much more than that, actually.
Is it really?
So I'm told.
It seems a little greedy. Why do you think you've been so successful, Sir Christopher, in what is, you know, notoriously a very fickle business?
Well, I suppose I could say that I know what I'm doing, but that would sound rather conceited. I think the real reason is survival.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
Listen, you've been doing it this long. You're allowed to be as conceited as you want, sir.
No, that's never happened.
Does retirement never appeal to you? Do you not think maybe nice cottage by the sea?
Oh, my God. What would I do?
Well, just relax.
Do what?
Watch some of the films
you've made.
Watch some of the films you've made. That would...
Oh, no, thank you. I don't watch my movies.
Do you never watch them back?
They stop.
Really? Well, this is...
I can listen to the records I've made, yes.
Well, I'm looking for... I have a copy of this. I've not heard it yet.
There will be more.
Are there more coming?
Oh, yes.
More heavy metal, or are you... Because I know you've done opera and pop as well. Are you going to do...
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm into a new world, musically.
This is great.
So I would concentrate on that.
This is fantastic. Can I ask you one question, sir? Because I worked with you many, many years ago in Pakistan... On
yes,
Jinnah.
I remember.
Do you remember? Because I had to be your... I was roped in to be your double.
I remember, on the beach.
On the beach, yeah. And I had to wear your clothes, which was... It was very low budget, I think, is the way to describe it. And
I
organized.
Don't really know. I have no idea.
But I had to wear a Christopher Lee mask, and I had to wear your clothes. And I've been thinking about Pakistan quite a lot recently. And I just wondered, what were your thoughts and your memories on being there?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. Absolutely wonderful experience, resulting in a very fine film, in my opinion.
It's an excellent film, yes.
Oh, yes. And it was a great experience because people everywhere, all over the country, kept on coming up to me and saying thank you. But that was nothing to do with making this album.
No. And so more metal albums are on the way, possibly, fingers crossed.
Yes.
OK, well, that's something very much to look forward to, Mr. Christopher. And anything else that you're doing at the moment that you think your fans should know about?
Well, I've got six films to come out. But
what? Six?
I have, yes, but... Well, I think one is already out. It's only a voiceover.
Right.
And then another, that's Alice in Wonderland.
Of course, yes.
And then I've got a picture, of course, a picture of mine called Glorious 99 came out. And there's a film called Triage. And then there's Season of the Witch with Nicolas Cage.
Yes, fine actor.
Yes, very.
Excellent.
Italian, of course.
Of course, yes.
Rather like me.
Yes.
And I've got, oh, Lord, I did a bit in The Wicker Tree.
You're filming with Simon Pegg as well at the moment, I think. I saw him.
I've just finished it.
You finished that. He's a
Simon
funny chap.
Simon Pegg and Andy Serkis.
Fantastic. They're both excellent.
Oh, they are.
Well, Sir Christopher, listen, thank you for your time. The album is Charlemagne by The Sword and the Cross. It is out now. It's a symphonic metal album. I have my copy. I should be listening to it this afternoon. Sir Christopher, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you after all this time.
After all this time. I know, it seems like such a long, long time. Have you ever been back to Pakistan?
No, I haven't.
I would love to, but it's just a little bit scary, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how accurate the newspapers are, but... It does seem some very unpleasant things are happening.
There. Very sad, because I had a wonderful time. It's a beautiful, beautiful place,
yes,
and met some fantastic people.
Great.
Very generous and very,
very
kind.
Good movie.
So, Christopher, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with this, and you know, best of luck with everything you continue to do, and long may you continue to do it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did I just... That's cut off, isn't it? Did I just get owned by Sir Christopher Lee?
Yeah.